Our scripture verse for today's message is from Malachi 3 verse 8.
我们今天信息的主题经文是在马拉基书第三章第八节。
Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings.
人岂可取夺取神的物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？ 就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, please bless us as we learn from your word today.
天父，求你祝福我们，当我们学习你的话语的时候。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Amen. This is a difficult topic to talk about.
这是一个很困难的题目来谈。
When we talk about money, feelings get hurt.
当我们谈钱的时候就伤感情了。
The church wants more of my money?
是教会要从我那里拿更多的钱吗？
I don't have enough money for myself and my family.
我甚至没有足够的钱来照顾我的家庭。
Today's topic is close to my heart.
但是这个题目对我来说，我觉得神把它放在我的心里。
This verse from Malachi is probably not too popular.
这个经文当然是不是很流行，很受欢迎。
Unless you have been giving faithfully to the church or other Christian organizations.
除非你能够忠心的来给教会奉献给教会或者是其他的属灵的组织。
So a more popular verse about money is found in this in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10.
但是另外一个我们更熟悉的一句经文是在提摩太前书六章十节。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
这些经文说贪财是万恶之源，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己吃透了。
So most will correctly point out that money itself is not the root of evil, but rather the love of money.
所以这些经文很清楚地告诉我们，钱财本身并不是罪恶的东西，但是贪恋钱财却成了罪恶。
We all know we should not be greedy.
我们都知道我们不应当贪恋。
We're reminded that greed caused the financial market crash 7 years ago.
我们都知道这是因为贪恋才引起了七八年前这个股票市场的崩溃。
Sometimes the temptation is there.
有的时候这样的试探是在那里。
Sometimes we wonder, what if we have more money?
有的时候我们在想，如果我有更多的钱，那会怎么样？
We should be careful not to wander from the faith or being eager for money.
我们确实要非常的注意，我们这样的一个需要更多钱的这样一个心。
I want us to look carefully at the passage from Malachi.
我们来看这个马拉基书的这个经文。 再更全面的来看马拉基书的这些经文。
So let's read from Malachi 3:6-12.
我们来读马拉基书从第三章第六节到第十二节。
It says, I the Lord do not change, for you the descendants of Jacob are not destroyed.
因为我耶和华是不改变的，所以你雅各之子没有灭亡。
Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and not kept them. Return to me and I'll return to you, says the Lord Almighty.
换句是耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
Okay, so yeah, so that's it. But you ask, how are we to return? So let's pause for a moment here.
这里这些人在问，怎么才算是转向呢？
The Israelites have turned away from God's decrees and have not kept them.
在这里说，神说了，他们常常偏离他的典章而不遵守。
God tells them to return to Him, and He will return to them.
在这里神说，你转向我的时候，我也转向你们。
God wants to restore His relationship with His people.
在这里神非常想要来重新恢复他与他子民之间的关系。
But they asked, how are they to return?
然后他们说，哦，那我们怎么样来转向你呢？
So listen to what God says.
然后我们来听神是怎么说的。
Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse because your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
啊，说神岂可人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
So a curse fell on the Israelites because they were robbing God. They were not bringing their tithes and offerings to God.
所以神说，在那个时候，咒诅临到他们，是因为整他们通国都在夺取神的供物。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing there will not be room enough to store it.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可容。
So God here promises blessings to those who are faithful in giving to God.
在这里神神应许了所有那些在神面前忠心的来奉献的人。
Verse 11, I'll prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines of your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Then the nations will call you blessed.For yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
问题是耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产。你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因为你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
So God promises to bless the land.
在这里神应许他要祝福那地。
All this was the answer to the question, how are we to return?
所以在这里神在这里这几节经文都是神回答他们的问题，就是我们怎么样来归向你呢？
How are we to restore our relationship to God?
我们如何来建立和神的关系？
You can see that God treats our giving seriously.
我们可以看到在这里神对待我们的奉献是非常的认真的。
Not because God needs our money.
并不是说神需要我们的钱。
God owns everything.
神拥有所有的一切。
All that we have is given to us by God.
所有我们所有的一切都是神所赐给的。
So why is God concerned that we're giving to Him?
神为什么要关切我们是不是给还给他呢？
So imagine a little boy that wants to buy something for his father.
想一下，如果一个小孩要给他的父亲买一样东西，
he goes and asks his father for money to buy the gift for him.
他就到他父亲那里就求父亲给他钱来他可以来买这个礼物。
The father is happy with the gift bought with his own money.
这个父亲大概是很高兴得到从儿子那里的买来的礼物，尽管这个礼物是他自己的钱买的。
Why?
为什么？
Because the boy shows that he loves his father.
因为父亲从这个身上可以看到，这件事情上可以看到这个男孩对父亲的爱。
So we can see, three reasons for giving.
我们可以看到有三个原因，我们来奉献的三个原因。
Giving is an act of love.
第一，奉献是爱的行动。
Number two, giving is an act of obedience.
第二个就是奉献是一个顺服的行动。
Tithing was in the Mosaic law.
在摩西的律法当中，十一奉献是在写在摩西的律法当中。
In Leviticus 7:27-30 and 32, we read, a tithe of everything from the land, whether for grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord, is holy to the Lord.
利未记二十七章当中记载说，地上所有的，无论地上的种子、树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。凡牛群中、羊群中，一切从帐下经过的，每第十只是要归给耶和华为圣。
So verse 32, every tithe of the herd and flock, every tenth animal that passes under shepherd's rod will be holy to the Lord. The Israelites were commanded to tithe everything they had, every animal that they had too.
所以在这里我们可以看到，在这里所种的、所牧养的所有的一切都是十分之一都是属神的。
Number three, giving is a act of gratitude.
第三个一点是我们奉献是也是一个我们感恩的一个行动。
Genesis 14:17-20, we read,
在创世纪14章当中我们看到
After Abraham returned from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom came out to meet him in the valley of Shavel.
亚伯兰撒在击大老马以他同门的王回来的时候，所多玛王出来在沙威谷迎接他，沙威谷就是黄谷。
Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of God Most High.
比尔撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接他，他是至高神的祭司。
And he blessed Abraham, saying, "Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, and praise to the God Most High who delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你的手中是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基显德。
This was the first tithe recorded in the Bible.
这是在圣经当中所记载的第一次的十一奉献。
Abraham was grateful to God that God delivered his enemies into his hands.
因为亚伯兰在那个时候他是非常的感恩上帝，因为上帝把他从仇敌的手中拯救出来。
So we can give to God because we are grateful to him for his goodness.
所以我们奉献给上帝是因为我们对他有一个感恩的心。
So far, I've been quoting Old Testament scripture.
到现在我们一直都在引用旧约当中的圣经文。
So a valid, very valid question is a tithe still required for Christians?
所以一个很实际的问题就是说十一奉献是不是还适用于今天的基督徒
？And I've heard a lot of people also say, should it be before or after taxes?
很多人也在问，到底是在交税以前还是在交税以后？
So let's see what the New Testament teaches about giving.
那我们来看新约是怎么教导的。
So a very popular passage about giving is in the New Testament.
在新约当中常常被引用的关于奉献的一些经文是在哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians 9:6-8. So we read, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
个人要随本心所生定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you are abound in every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
It appears that this passage says that if you give cheerfully, it doesn't matter how much you give.
这里好像在说，如果你是捐得乐意，但并不在于说你给多少。
So does the passage in Malachi 3 is it still valid?
那这样的话是马拉基书讲的十一奉献是不是还是有效呢？
But the passage also says that if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly.
但是我们注意到这些经文当中，他也说的，你少种的少收，多种的多收。
Let's look at Luke 11:42.
我们来看一下路加福音当中11:42主耶稣基督讲的话。
Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God.
他说你们法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、银香并各样的菜蔬献上十分之一，那公义爱神的事反倒不行了，这原是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
You should practice the latter without leaving the former undone.
这原是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
So did Jesus tell the Pharisees not to tithe?
所以在这里耶稣并没有说法利赛人不应该奉献十分之一。
Jesus said the Pharisees should practice tithing and practice justice and the love of God.
主耶稣基督在这里是说，法利赛人应当行他的十分之一，但是也要行公义和爱神的事。
Look at another of Jesus' teaching.
我们来看另外一处耶稣的教导。
So Matthew 22:15-22. And the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words.
当时法利赛人出去商议, 怎样就着耶稣的话陷害他。
They sent his disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know that you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by others because you pay no attention to who they are.
就打发他的门徒同虚伪党人之间，耶稣说：“父子，我们知道你是诚实的人，并且诚诚实实传神的道，甚至什么人你都不逊群面，因为你不看人的外貌。”Tell
us, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay the imperial tax to Caesar or not?
请告诉我们，你关于赋税的事，你的意见如何？
But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me?"
耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说：“假冒为善的人，为什么试探我？”
Show me the coin used for paying the tax.
他说：“拿一个上税的钱来给我看。”他们就拿一个税钱来。
He brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?"
耶稣问：“这像和这号是谁的？”
Caesar, they replied. Then he said to them, "So give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
他们说是凯撒的，耶稣就说这样，凯撒的物当归凯撒，神的物当归神。
Did Jesus tell the Pharisees or Herodians to tithe after or before paying taxes?
在这里耶稣在问，在告诉这些人到底是应该捐十分之一在税前还是税后？
Jesus did not even, wasn't really addressing this issue, right? Jesus was just telling them that they should pay tax to Caesar, right?
耶稣在这里当然并不在谈税的问题，他只是说应该交税给凯撒。
So to Jesus, there were two separate matters, right? You need to pay.
从耶稣的角度来讲，这是两个分开的问题。You
need to pay taxes to who you owe taxes to.
你应该交税，你应该交税的地方，你就应该交税。
So you need to give your tithe to God.
但是你当归给神的地方，你就要归给神。
There's a last passage I want to look at, which is very much kind of hit me when I was very young about this passage.
最后一句经文我想跟大家分享的是，对我生命当中，当我很年轻的时候，这段经文就让我印象很深。
This is the story of the rich young ruler.
这是关于一个年轻富有的人的故事。
Just Matthew 19:16-26.
在马太福音19:16-26的时候。
Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked,
有一个人来见耶稣,
"Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?"
说父子，我该做什么善事才能得永生呢？
"Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There's only one who is good. If you want eternal life, keep the commandments."
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
Which ones, he inquired.
他说什么诫命？
Jesus replied, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself."
耶稣说就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。All
these have kept, the young man said.
那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了。What
do I still lack?
还缺少什么呢？
So Jesus didn't say to give your tithe. Okay? Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me.
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth.
那少年人听见这话，就忧忧愁愁走了，因为他的产业很多。
Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven."
耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。
I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God.
我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?"
门徒听见这话，就稀奇的很，说：“这样谁能得救呢？”
Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
耶稣看着他们说：“这个人是不能的，在神凡事都能。”
So why is it hard for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven?
为什么富有的人是进天国是难的？
Jesus answers this in his explanation of the parable of the sower.
耶稣在回答这个问题的时候，实际上耶稣用了一个在另一处地方用了一个比喻。
Answer this from the explanation from the parable of the sower. He answered this previously.
他在回答以前，他回答了用了一个比喻来回答这个问题：为什么富人进天国是难的？
撒种的比喻。So a seed falling among thorns.
他说撒在荆棘里的。
Refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful.
那撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的私利、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
So having more money causes us to worry about not having so much.
如果我们常常想着要更多的钱，就让我们的私利常常说我们没有足够的钱。
These worries may choke the word and make us unfruitful Christians.
这些就能够把道挤住，以至于我们不能够结出一个基督徒生活的果实来。
But we can see that the Bible also has a lot of characters with a lot of wealth too.
如果我们看圣经当中，我们可以看到圣经当中实际上也有很多富有的人。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
，Job,
约伯
，David,
大卫
were wealthy people.
他们都是非常富有的人。
So God ultimately looks at the heart.
所以神最终是看一个人的心。
God knows where our heart is.
神知道我们的心在哪里。
So back to the parable of the rich young ruler.
所以我们回到那个刚才讲的那个年轻的官的那个故事当中。
Jesus knew the rich man's ruler's heart.
因为神知道这个少年人的心。
So Jesus asked him for more than 10%.
所以神在这，耶稣在问，要向他所要的是远超过十分之一。
Jesus asked him to give up all his possessions and follow him.
因为神要他把变卖所有的，然后跟随他，来跟从他。
What if Jesus asked that of you today?
如果耶稣今天来问我们这个问题
，So when I was young, I was also so thinking, what if Jesus asked that of me?
我也常想如果。我在年轻的时候就想，如果耶稣问我这个问题的时候，要这样来问我的话，我怎么样回应
？How would you respond？
那我们今天你怎么样来回应
？Let's bow our heads.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father，
我们的天父
，We thank you that you have given us all good things to enjoy。
我们感谢你，你给我们所有。我们可以享用的一切。
Please guard our hearts and motives.
What's that?
Please guard our hearts and motives. Please guard our hearts and motives.
I didn't get that part.
就是保守我们的心和我们的。
求你保守我们的心和保守我们的思想意念。
Help us to be good stewards of possessions we have.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们成为我们所有的一切东西的一个好的管家。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.